This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And this is a fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large. You can help us make this the shortest fundraiser in KUAF history. You do that, if you haven't already, by calling in 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823, and you can pledge online at KUAF.com. Sometimes when you listen to a membership drive, you might feel like we're not talking to you. You may feel like since you only listen a few hours a day, it's not enough to justify calling in or emailing in a pledge. Well, let me tell you something. 3 hours of listening 5 days a week adds up to 800 hours of radio in a single calendar year. That's like enjoying every game of the regular football season for every single team. It's a lot of radio. And if you depend on KUAF to keep you informed, entertained, and up to speed on what's happening in the community, the country, and the world, we hope you'll become a member right now. Average gift? Well, we let you decide what you can afford, how you value KUAF and public radio. You make that decision, and you decide the method of payment as well. You can make a one-time payment. You can spread your payment out over monthly installments. Those decisions are up to you. I would like you to call 575-5823 right now or 800-522-5823 right now or pledge online at KUAF.com. And people make investments for any number of reasons. One, you want to do good things for your community. You want a positive return. Contributions to KUAF and public radio are a type of investment. Your gift to KUAF makes it possible for you and everyone else who listens to hear quality public radio 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When you invest in KUAF, there's no doubt you'll get a positive return with access to public radio that you can depend on. If you enjoy public radio, Ozarks at Large, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, The Great Music, take a few moments right now to call in. It takes a couple of minutes to call 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. You can become a brand new member or renew your membership in KUAF. It takes no more than 2 minutes. And if you have questions about the fundraising aspect, how to make a contribution, you can ask one of our phone volunteers. You can also find out that information at KUAF.com. And we are trying to make this as short a fundraiser as possible, perhaps the shortest in KUAF history. To do that, we have to continue the momentum that we have going on right now. And that means that if you have been considering calling in or emailing your pledge, you do so right now. It's been a pretty busy Friday so far. We would like to hear from you, if possible, right now while you're thinking about it. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. And from everyone at KUAF and from everyone at Ozarks at Large, thank you very much.
Municipal fire departments in Arkansas are always at the ready to answer the call, fully staffed 24 hours a day. But what about rural Arkansas fire associations? How do these mostly volunteer forces operate, and at what cost? Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Fayetteville Fire Department operates with 113 staff operating 7 fire stations, which responded last count to nearly 800 fire alarms, 230 actual fires, 40 burning cars, 500 extrications, that would be stuck people or creatures, and 4,500 medical assistance calls. Paying for that fire protection costs millions of dollars in equipment and salaries. And it comes from general fund revenue collection of property and sales tax. But what if you live in a rural area like rugged northern Carroll County and your kitchen catches on fire? Who are you supposed to call?
Jason Morris, director of Carroll County Department of Emergency Management and County Fire Services Coordinator.
Jason Morris coordinates 9 volunteer fire associations in Carroll County and several small municipal fire departments, all accessed via 911. In rural areas, when that call comes in, the nearest volunteer fire group is dispatched. Some operate as districts, others as associations.
A district has to have a board, and they have to have elected members. It has to be confirmed by the quorum court and the county judge. A rural fire association doesn't. Fire association gets funds through dues, rural dues, things of that nature. And the people that pay those dues, it's optional for them. They don't have to. Now, in a fire district, they put the dues onto the property tax.
So everyone gets fire services?
Yeah, and even people in rural fire associations, even if they don't pay their dues, they're going to get the fire services, okay? The only deal is they can be charged a greater amount personally than, say, for instance, Eureka Springs. If you have a house on your property outside the rural area, it's $50 a year, okay, to protect your property. Now, if you don't have that and they come out there to fight a fire, they can charge you up to $500.
That incentive does help drive dues, but getting volunteers has been increasingly difficult.
There's just nobody out there, it seems like, anymore that's willing, that wants to volunteer their time. You know, they don't get paid for it. They put their lives at risk, you know, every time they go fight a fire. It's hard to find people to do that anymore. The younger generations are doing other things, you know. Everybody's having to do volunteer drives, trying to find people.
Plus, volunteer fire associations and rural fire departments work under mutual aid agreements. They help each other.
Any additions to the agenda?
Such mutual aid agreements really knit county emergency teams together. This evening, five of Carroll County's rural fire chiefs are attending the Western Carroll County Ambulance District meeting at the Grassy Knob Volunteer Fire Association Spacious Community Center near Beaver Dam. The center was paid for in part by lots of pancake fundraisers. The Grassy Knob Fire Association District covers a large swath of western Carroll County, Beaver Lake area, and operates on dues and donations. Most residents are well-off, retired urban refugees, and they really pitch in. But another group, the Inspiration Point Volunteer Fire Department, has been struggling. It protects 900 residents living east of Beaver Dam toward Lake Leatherwood and north toward Garfield, 25 square miles altogether, and their county taxes help pay for this service. When Chief Jason Springer took over a year and a half ago, he went public with district problems.
We pretty much laid it out on the line with the public in our area that if things didn't change, the fire department was going to go away. We had a special meeting on a Sunday at our substation, and we had 97 people show up.
They managed to attract 30 new volunteers who will take part in formal training, of course, but not many young people signed up, which is an issue, Springer said.
My younger kids that are involved now are 18, 19, 20, in that range. I've got three of them right now. Actually, maybe only two. One's going off to college, another one's going into the military. So they tend not to stay around in the area is one of the issues. Plus, they're working a lot, you know.
That's why continual volunteer recruitment is critical, Springer said. Even he's a volunteer. And he also works full-time as a computer tech and emergency medic. The Inspiration Point Volunteer Fire Department operates two stations and currently has six vehicles, including tanker water trucks. The area has no fire hydrants. They responded to 52 calls this year, mainly medical emergencies. A trend, Springer said.
Over the years, the number of fires that we've had has gone down. Some of that's because of the newer construction. Some of that's because of education, you know, the FireWise program that forestry puts on and things like that. That's been a good thing. But when there is that one fire, you're really needed. But, you know, as soon as that one house burns up, you more than justify that department.
So what would have happened if the Inspiration Point Fire Department failed? Carroll County Fire Services Coordinator Jason Morris.
What it would have came down to is the state fire services coordinator, the county judge, myself, and the University of Arkansas plays a little bit of a role in that because they do the mapping. There would have been some redistricting.
Burdening nearby fire associations and departments even further. Still, it appears all fire protection personnel in Carroll County mutually aid each other. Reese William is chief of the Eureka Springs Fire Department.
We cover good portion, probably about 100 square miles of western Carroll County. And then we go out into the rural areas or assist Grassy Knob and Holiday Island and Inspiration Point. If they have structure fire, we'll go out and assist with manpower or tankers.
How can you afford that?
And it's just kind of a trade-off with the other area departments. You know, they come in and help us, so we return the favor helping them as far as the mutual aid agreements.
Gearing up to fight fires is expensive. Training, equipment, procurement, and capital expenses are paid for in part by the state's Fire Protection Services Program under Act 833. Daily operations aren't. And in 2010, a fire protection grant program, which issued $212,000 this year, divided among 21 communities and volunteer fire departments around Arkansas for things like generators, test equipment for hydrants, safety gear, and truck bays. So dues and county property taxes really help fund these associations and districts. But in early October, a rural Tennessee family made national news when their home burned to the ground as a rural firefighting team stood by. They claimed the family had not paid their annual $75 dues. But Jason Morris insists such a thing would never happen in Arkansas.
I know there's other states that do that too. If you don't pay your dues, they're not fined unless somebody's trapped inside. Then they have to by law. Arkansas, I don't know of any departments that have that in their standard operating guidelines in Arkansas. Whether you pay your dues or not, we're going to worry about the money part later. We're going to put the fire out.
My people would never stand by and let a house burn down without trying to help out Bush if we could. But no, in Arkansas, they just don't do that.
Jack Deaton is chief of the Holiday Island Fire Department and also of a suburban district volunteer firefighting group that protects property on the outskirts.
The reason we formed that to start with was that there's a state statute that says a suburban improvement district, which Holiday Island is not allowed to offer their services outside their boundaries without 100% approval by all property owners, which is going to be impossible to do. So we formed a voluntary rural fire district that's voluntarily paying dues if they want to. If they don't want to pay them, we still respond, but they'll be billed a lot heavier than what they would for the membership.
Holiday Island resident property tax pays for its fire services, and rural residents pay $50 a month. Chief Deaton's volunteer force numbers 27.
I've got one very good firefighter that's 77 years old, and he kind of reminds me of the Energizer Bunny. He goes all the time. He carries the rank of lieutenant, and he's in charge of my pump operators. His only job is to get the truck there and pump water. He doesn't have to get in fight fires.
Good thing such skilled volunteers remain on hand, right? Recruitment and retention of new volunteer firefighters is a persistent problem, not just for Arkansas, but nationwide, according to Jimmy Woods. He's Arkansas Department of Emergency Management Fire and Field Services Coordinator. He was away at a conference, but in an email said, "We have 995 total fire departments across the state, all regulated by local government commissions or boards. Only a few isolated areas of Arkansas go without fire protection," he said, "but those are unpopulated and monitored by forestry agents." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And still to come on this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large, Becca Bacon Martin from What's Up in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers has a full itinerary for this October weekend. And Night of the Living Dead is coming to a Fayetteville stage. It's rated G. We'll find out about Arts Live latest production. That and much more still ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
Hi, my name is Paul, your host for the Generic Blue Show, which airs every Friday night at 9 o'clock. Join me this week. We've got AJ Croce, Deb Callahan, Ronnie Sensum, JP Blues, Sean Chambers, Victor Wainwright, Daryl Nolish, the Cashbox Kings, and a few others. And again, that's every Friday night at 9 o'clock. We'll see you then.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. We are trying to complete the shortest fundraiser in KUAF history. To do that, we'd like to hear from you. It will take your participation. If you haven't already called in or emailed in your pledge of financial support, you can do so right now. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda, news producer here at KUAF. Sometimes when you listen to a membership drive, you might feel like we're not talking to you. Maybe you feel like since you only listen a few hours a day, it's not enough to warrant a pledge. Well, let me tell you a secret. 2 hours of listening, 5 days a week, is more than 500 hours of radio in a single year. That's like watching all 6 Star Wars movies 4 times each. And if you depend on KUAF to keep you informed, entertained, and up to speed on what's happening in your world and beyond, it's time to become a member. The average gift of first-time donors, that's people like you, is $35. Call 575-5823 or 800-522-KUAF or go online to KUAF.com right now and become a new member.
You know, the Art of Conversation is alive and well on many of KUAF's public radio programs, including Talk of the Nation, which we've added in the past few weeks. We hope you've noticed that the news shows on KUAF and most news shows on public radio are challenging yet civil, intelligent yet down to earth. Hundreds of listeners have accepted our invitation to join the conversation over the past few days. You can join the conversation right now by making your pledge. When you pledge your support, your financial support to KUAF, you're making sure that programs like Ozarks at Large, Talk of the Nation, All Things Considered, and Fresh Air can remain on the air. Each of these programs comes with a price tag. The majority of our budget comes from you and listeners just like you. To make this the shortest fundraiser in KUAF history, we need early participation from people just like you. Thanks to everyone who has called in and emailed in so far. If you haven't yet, here again are the numbers, 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. That's 575-KUAF. You can also pledge online at any time at KUAF.com.
Ozarks at Large is supported by War Eagle Mill, located east of Rogers and Springdale. The mill's gift shop and restaurant offer a large variety of baking goods, fine arts and crafts, and traditional Southern cuisine. WarEagleMill.com for more information. Support also comes from Westwood Gardens, offering a variety of shade trees, ornamental shrubs, and ground covers for fall color. With four locations in Northwest Arkansas, westwoodgardens.com for more information.
And again, the numbers for you to contribute to public radio and KUAF, 800-522-5823. If it's easier for you to remember, that's also 800-522-KUAF. You can also call 575-5823. Pledge online at KUAF.com. You decide the amount you pledge. You know the value of public radio. You know your budget. You determine the amount, and you determine the method. All of those decisions are up to you. I encourage you to call right now so we can continue toward our goal of $140,000. KUAF.com or 800-522-5823, and thanks. This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Kyle, there's something about the title of the play, You're in Town, that just makes me want to jump up and down and yell, you're in town, you're in town, you're in town, because it feels naughty.
And here's the thing. You might hear it and think it's a contraction as you are in town.
Right.
But it's not. It's you're in town.
Yes. And there's nothing really naughty about the University Theater production that opens tonight. It's a little bit Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit Singing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit Dragnet.
Okay.
And it's a lot serious if you choose to take it seriously.
But it's a lot funny, and it's a very meta theater experience because they refer to the play and the concept of musical theater all the time.
Oh, yeah. The first thing they do is shatter the fourth wall and leave it down. Within the play, if you go to Urinetown, that's the worst thing that can possibly happen. The worst thing that can possibly happen at the end of this play is that you agree with the playwright that we don't have a chance of fixing it. Here's the setup. And I know that your listeners who've heard your piece know, but I'm assuming some of you don't. Urinetown is set in a dystopian future where the water crisis has become so great that you have to pay to use a public restroom. You can't have a bathroom in your house. You can't go in the bushes. You have to pay to use a public amenity. And there's a corporation called Urine Good Company.
Mm-hmm.
That is making a lot of money off of this. And the rebels rise up and find out that, well, maybe the rebellion was a bad idea.
And if you do break the rules and you don't pay to go,
that's when you go to Urinetown.
A sort of Siberia
esque.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a musical, it's a comedy, it's a love story.
It's got great actors that you love. Jim Goza as Bobby Strong, the names are great because the names are all very melodrama. Liam Selvey, the guy on the unicycle in Cellar Door,
mm-hmm.
who I didn't know is Harmless T. Jester's son.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense now, doesn't it?
If people aren't familiar with Harmless T. Jester, for years, people have seen him around here on a unicycle, juggling, making horrible puns.
This is why Liam Selvey can juggle and ride a unicycle.
Makes all the sense in the world.
He's Officer Lockstock, who is the play's narrator, Greek chorus sort of character. Echo Sibley from Eureka Springs, mm-hmm. who already has a master's degree in vocal performance, back for her MFA in acting. It's a cast that you just, if you went on the strength of the cast alone, you should go.
But there's great direction, choreography, music, it's...
And a chance to say you're in town.
And the set.
This
amazing
beautiful.
Set that has more than one level and actions going on the second floor and the third floor.
The set looks like it could have been built for Rent mm-hmm. or for Avenue Q or even sort of for Cats. So that right. tells you. Great show. Think you'll have a wonderful time. Yes, it's funny. It's a very Bertolt Brecht kind of funny. But you know that going in. 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, 8 o'clock starting again on Wednesday through next weekend. Final show, 2 o'clock next Sunday. Tickets are $16 for adults, 575-4752.
Do you want to say the title one more time?
You're in town, you're in town, you're in town.
Okay.
It's also the start of University Theater's 60th season.
Right.
Which also includes A Christmas Carol, Arcadia, and Othello. Should be a great year. If you're looking for comedy that's a little... more traditional. Larry Shue's Foreigner opens tonight at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
And it's usually good for some belly laughs.
Oh, yeah. Bill Rogers is playing the lead, a guy named Charlie, who wants to go on his own weird kind of vacation. So he pretends he can't speak English. And since he can't speak English, and he speaks a language that no one really understands, something he's made up.
Some sort of Sid Caesar sort of
yes.
nonsense, yes.
Folks tell him all sorts. He's the proverbial fly on the wall, and he finds out all sorts of exciting things. It's a very funny show. Don't forget, curtain time at ACO is 7:30 in the evening. Today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Sunday. And 7:30 next Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $20, 751-5441. And there's one more special event I'd like to single out before we move on to our Twitter-sized fresh information. The Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology in Fayetteville is hosting a reception at 7 o'clock tomorrow for an artist named Alex White.
Yes.
You've got to go see his stuff. You've got to go meet Alex White. He was homeless in New Orleans before Katrina, or at least occasionally homeless. Exiled from New Orleans by Katrina, has come here and made a whole new life, has a job, has a home. Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna saw his art when he was at Seven Hills Homeless Shelter and have talked him into opening his journals and choosing art to show. The originals will not be for sale, but prints of some will be available, as will chapbooks of some of his drawings and writings. And proceeds from the sales will benefit Seven Hills Homeless Shelter and the artist.
And you say he now has transitioned to a job and a home?
Mm-hmm.
After being at Seven Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's all a good thing. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Omni Center, which is at 3274 North Lee Avenue.
Which is one of those streets that if you've lived in Fayetteville for some time, you may not know the name of, but you've been on it. It's over there by Liquor World?
Google Map.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Twitter time.
Yes.
The Color Purple. 8 o'clock today, 2 and 8 tomorrow, 2 and 7 Sunday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $39. Riverboat Rendezvous. A place I'd really like to go this weekend. It starts tonight. It's a brand new event in Van Buren. And instead of it being like a mountain man rendezvous, the organizer has brought everything in one place. We've got Native American dancing. We've got the pioneer days of the trappers and traders. That's the mountain man rendezvous. We've got Civil War stuff, a Civil War encampment and a cannon demonstration and discussion of the Battle of Van Buren. We've got Wild West shootouts.
This is all happening in Van Buren.
This is all happening at one place. This is the Lawbreakers and Peacemakers reenactment group. Mm-hmm. And we've got Cowboy Mounted Shooters, which is barrel racing with guns.
And this is all happening in Van Buren.
At the same spot, at Lee Creek Park on the Arkansas River at the end of Main Street. It starts at 5 o'clock today with Fireside Campfire Tales, which will be great fun. 10 o'clock tomorrow and 10 o'clock Sunday. Admission is $10 for the whole weekend. Tonight, they ask you to pay for your admission with a canned good that they'll be donating to a food pantry. And you can find out more by calling 353-3429. Tomorrow there's a gallery stroll in Eureka Springs because they will stroll right up until it's too cold.
Oh, I think they keep on strolling.
Oh, yeah. There's a watercolor and colored ink paintings of mermaids and fairies by California artist Karen Bagnard at Iris at the Basin Park. Love Iris at the Basin Park. It's from 1 to 4 and 6 to 9 tomorrow. And there'll be other artists at the Saturday gallery stroll. Pete Rundquist, who I love. He's the guy that does the wire sculpture. They call him the Man of Wire.
Yes.
He's going to be at Eureka Time. And sculptors Mark and Eli Hopkins will be at 83 Spring Gallery. Should be a great time tomorrow. There's also a concert. You can wrap up your day with a concert by John Two Hawks at the Ozarks, Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center. Don't go to City Auditorium.
Okay.
Tickets are $20. Tomorrow night is also Fiddler's Rush in Fort Smith.
Yes, with the symphony.
Do you know how to say the guest violinist's name?
John Jeter has said it to me a couple
Bella
of times.
Bella Ristova would I be believe my
you're,
guess.
I believe you're on the mark there.
And she will be performing Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky with the Fort Smith Symphony, 7:30 at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $15.
Last I heard, there were some left, but
they never last.
John said, don't expect to do it walk-up call.
Yeah, they never last. Sunday at the Alma Performing Arts Center, Benice.
Yes.
The Spanish guitarist.
All sorts of stuff going on with this, too.
The best description I've heard of is that a critic called it the Latin River Dance. That makes it make perfect sense.
Sure.
All based around flamenco and Spanish guitar. That's at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $20. And that should keep you busy till I see you.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On tonight's program, we'll hear some great Brazilian artists, including Nilson Mata and Paula Morellenbaum. We'll also hear from vocalist Jackie Allen, guitarist Earl Clue, pianist Robert Glasper, and tenor saxophonist Charles Lorne. This and much more tonight at 10 o'clock on Shades of Jazz.
This is a fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. I'm a news producer here at KUAF. You don't have to be rich to make a contribution to public radio. Pledges can come in all amounts. Listeners make single gifts and pay in installments. They pay credit cards or checks. They use postal mail and our website. But no matter what dollar amount you select or how you choose to pay, every dollar counts. Your pledge, combined with those of hundreds or thousands of others in the community, ensures that KUAF continues to provide you with the in-depth news, quality entertainment, and local information you've come to depend on. KUAF is here for you. So take a moment right now to make your pledge. 575-5823 or 800-522-5823 or online at KUAF.com. Remember, every dollar counts, especially yours. Thanks.
And by the way, this year KUAF will send $262,983. That's almost $263,000 to NPR, American Public Media, and Public Radio International. More than $250,000 this year. In return, we'll be able to provide you with Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Prairie Home Companion, Car Talk, This American Life, On the Media, all the other terrific programs that those networks produce. Yes, it's a large investment, but we think you'll agree it's a wise one. And of course, you're also helping to pay for Morning Classics with P.J. Hrabowski, Ozarks at Large, The Pick and Post with Mike Shirky, Shades of Jazz, and all the local shows you enjoy as well. Please help us pay for the programming. Listeners like you are our most important funding source. You can call with your pledge right now.
you want to call us or talk to some of our volunteers, the numbers, again, are 1-800-522-5223 or 575-5823. That's KUAF. Or visit us online at KUAF.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and it is time to get into the Halloween sort of mood. To help us do that, Arts Live Theater is presenting Night of the Living Dead, parentheses rated G, in the Anthony and Susan Hoy studio with me, the director of Night of the Living Dead, Jules Taylor, and the person who adapted Night of the Living Dead for the Arts Live stage, Mark Landon Smith. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure to be here.
Okay, let's Night of the Living Dead. I just once again saw the original black and white movie version.
Do you still find that scary?
I find it very scary.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Because I remember watching it when I was like in seventh or eighth grade. Of course, I found it scary then. But then watching it many, many years later, I just thought it was really funny. You know, very campy because of the acting style and how it was shot and all
well,
that sort of thing.
And it's you know, before there was the quote independent movie movement, it was an independent movie made
right.
very
well,
low
the first
budget
once. It was
That's
made for $16,000.
Wow.
The guy didn't buy the rights to his own movie, so
George
now,
Romero.
So now it's public domain.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why it was on TV on one of these local channels. Mm-hmm. But I still find it very claustrophobic, and the whole idea that you and a few people are in a place and you can't leave because the enemy, in this case zombies,
right.
the living dead, are out there. I find it very scary.
That's the old classic horror
right.
structure or thriller
right.
structure. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me about adapting Night of the Living Dead and then rated G. How do you get a movie about beings that eat other people to be rated G?
Well, we wanted to make it very family friendly. And one of the things that I told myself going into it, that it wasn't going to be blood and gore and any of that sort of thing. You know, like one of the zombies is a valley girl, right? Yeah. So, it's very, very family friendly, and we're kind of making fun of the zombie genre while also paying homage to it at the same time. In fact, we partnered with the Fayetteville Public Library, and they're having a zombie ball on Friday night?
Friday the 22nd.
It's coming Friday night, and it's for teenagers, a costume ball in the parking lot, and whoever wears the best zombie costume will get a walk-on role in our production of Night of the Living Dead.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know, it's kind of fun. Yeah.
So is the basic story here the same, Mark? I mean,
yeah, I followed the script. I was very true to the story structure of the original script. My original idea was to watch the movie and transcribe, but that got a little to be a bit overwhelming, you know. So I found some other people who have done some loose adaptations of it and used that as my springboard.
Jules, when you're directing people who are zombies, do they move slowly? Is that the idea?
Yeah, but it's one of those weird actor things because the zombies have to move slowly because they're zombies. As an actor, they have to have energy on stage. So that's a fun part of it. But you used the perfect word earlier, campy. I mean, the whole thing is completely camp. And the kids are hilarious to watch. They are loving being big and crazy. Over the top, campy.
And we've taken the script, even though the script is set in 1968, we have some anachronisms going on because they're talking about their iPhones mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that, and GPSing the zombies and, you know.
The Price is Right.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a lot of pop culture references within the script itself. And then we end the show. How are you ending the show?
Do I have to give it away? It's such a dynamic and surprising ending.
Well, yeah, don't give it away then.
No, Thriller.
Ah.
Of course.
Zombies dance to Thriller.
You know, if you're going to have zombies, they need to be doing some Thriller. And, of course, Thriller's huge around here, too, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Dance Coalition's doing this whole Thriller thing right now.
In connection with Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ramey Junior High does Thriller, like, every year. They teach, like, 80-something girls to do Thriller every year.
And when we're mentioning this, it's the dance that was made popular in the video Thriller.
Right.
Right. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The zombie dance, Kyle.
Right.
Who knew zombies were such great dancers?
I know.
They stretch a lot, I hear.
Gotcha.
And another cool thing we're doing is we're having a, I hate to call it a spook house.
Yeah,
it's more like
a
fun
yeah.
house walkthrough
right.
In our theater space that you have to go through, and it kind of sets up Night of the Living Dead, the show itself. So there is a walkthrough element that the audience will get to tour before they actually come into the theater space.
So as you walk in, you'll get in the spirit.
Exactly.
What's the room going to look like there in the new facility at SANG? I mean, what is it going to be?
We have just a brilliant. We have a brilliant set designer. Her name is Z Crump of Studio Z, and she just does the most amazing work.
And it's just this beautiful, like 3D. It's amazing. She did it all with paint. So, but yeah, because we're so excited about our new little black box space. It's just a beautiful little space. And so this is the first real set that we've had in it.
We opened the space with Bang Bang You're Dead, which was a very minimalist set. But this is our first box set that we've had in seasons. You know, I honestly cannot remember the last time we had a box set.
Mm-hmm. And by box set, you mean what we think of as a conventional set? Like
three walls.
Sides?
Right. Yeah.
Like
right,
a room.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it opens the 27th.
Wednesday the 27th, 7 p.m. Thursday, 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday the 30th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And Sunday at 2 p.m. So Sunday, which is Halloween night, come see the show that afternoon. Still got plenty of time to go trick-or-treating. So you can get tickets at artslifetheater.com online. You can also call 521-4932 to order prepaid credit card on the phone, and you can also buy them at the door.
And that's at the new location on North Sang in Fayetteville.
Yes.
All right.
And for show information, go to artslifetheater.com.
Mark Landon Smith adapted the Arts Live production of Night of the Living Dead. Jules Taylor is directing Night of the Living Dead. This is Ozarks at Large.
Actress Annette Funicello was born on this date in 1942 in Utica, New York. Funicello and her family moved to Los Angeles' San Fernando Valley when she was 4 years old. Walt Disney saw Funicello dancing the lead in Swan Lake at the Starlight Bowl in Burbank, California, and invited her to audition for his new children's show, The Mickey Mouse Club. Funicello got her start on the program at age 13, soon becoming the most popular Mouseketeer on the show. After leaving the Mickey Mouse Club, Funicello remained under contract to Disney and appeared in the TV show Zorro. She also starred in the Disney feature films The Shaggy Dog, Babes in Toyland, The Misadventures of Merlin Jones, and The Monkey's Uncle. In the early 1960s, Annette starred in a series of beach party movies with Frankie Avalon, including Beach Party, Muscle Beach Party, Bikini Beach, Beach Blanket Bingo, and How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. During this time, she recorded a series of hit top 40 pop singles, including Tall Paul, First Name Initial, How Will I Know My Love, and Pineapple Princess. In 1987, Funicello again teamed up with Frankie Avalon to co-produce and star in Paramount's Back to the Beach as parents of a pair of troublesome teenagers. In 1989 and 1990, Avalon and Funicello staged a nostalgic concert tour, performing the beach party music and pop hit singles that made them famous in the 1960s. In 1992, Funicello announced that she had been battling multiple sclerosis, a degenerative neurological disease, since 1987. To assist in fundraising to fight neurological disorders, she founded the Annette Funicello Teddy Bear Company, which markets a line of collectible bears, and developed her own perfume line, Cello by Annette. A portion of the proceeds from these products go to the Annette Funicello Research Fund for Neurological Diseases.
Can I see
you real soon?
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Dr. Timothy J. Cloud was installed as the 10th president of Hendricks College in Conway 9 years ago on this date. Plans for a college village to be built on an undeveloped tract of land owned by and adjacent to the college were announced a few years into Cloud's tenure. His president's report for 2005 to 2006 stated, "We change the lives of those who will change the world." On this date in 1844, actress Sarah Bernhardt was born in Paris, France. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and this is a fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large. That's because we're in the middle, or hopefully near the end, of KUAF's fall fundraiser. We are trying to make this the shortest fundraiser in history. When we hit our goal of $140,000, we will stop. But to do that, we have to hear from you if we haven't already. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can pledge online at KUAF.com. Support for KUAF comes in many different forms. Dollar bills, greenbacks, pocket change, money orders. We still get money orders, credit cards, employer matching gifts, used cars through the Car Talk thing that we have. You don't have to have a certain bank balance. You don't have to have a certain credit score or an investment portfolio to love and appreciate KUAF. Because you listen, we're encouraging you to not just be a listener, but a member right now by calling 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. The amount you pledge is completely up to you. Weigh the value of public radio in your life, look at your budget, know what you can afford, then give us a call. If it helps you make a pledge, you can stretch the pledge out over months. You could pledge $10, $12, $20, whatever you can afford per month. If you have questions about the method, you can ask the phone volunteers. But right now, please make a pledge that's comfortable for your budget and pick the payment method that works best for you. We appreciate every donor and every donation. We truly do. You can call right now at 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF or pledge online at KUAF.com.
Now, have you ever written a fat check for some kind of season passes or a family membership to the pool or gym, only to use the benefits far less frequently than you planned? A KUAF membership is the much better investment in that it costs only as much as you're willing and able to pledge, and the benefits are accessible 24/7. Friends and families are brought together on a daily basis by the informative moments and quality entertainment broadcast right here on KUAF. Put a value on that quality time and call us now with your pledge at 575-5823 or 800-522-KUAF. That's 800-522-KUAF. Thank you so much.
And remember, we're trying to make this the shortest fundraiser in KUAF history. To do that, we need people like you who haven't contributed yet. You've been thinking about it. It's Friday. You're thinking about the weekend, perhaps the Ole Miss game. But while you're considering it right now, I encourage you to take a couple of minutes, pledge online at KUAF.com or call in 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. And indeed, from everyone at Ozarks at Large and KUAF, thank you very much for your support of public radio and KUAF. That's nearly all the time we have for this fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large for Friday, October 22nd, 2010. First, congratulations to University of Arkansas senior Kelly Sheen. She knocked in a hole-in-one and moved into a tie for eighth place yesterday at the World Amateur Team Championship in Buenos Aires. Sheen is playing as part of the three-player South African team, which moved into a tie for fifth overall. Her perfect ace came on the par three fifth hole in yesterday's round. Homs State Park Conservation Area is presenting Living Forest at the park's visitor center this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. You can join Mother Nature as she introduces her many forest friends and listen to each of the animals' story and learn what you can do to make their lives easier. Also there, Smokey Bear. Smokey will be there to join in the fun, non-scary holiday treat for the entire family. Animal costumes are encouraged. There is a cost, and registration and prepayment are required. If you'd like more information about meeting Mother Nature and Smokey Bear at Hobbs State Park, 789-5006.
The Jones Center in Springdale is celebrating its 15th birthday on Sunday, October 24th, from 1:30 until 4 p.m. This family event is open to everyone and will include children's crafts and games, pumpkin painting, live music, plus birthday cake and ice cream. Access to the pools and ice rink will be available. TheJonesCenter.org or 756-8090 for more information. Local support for Ozarks at Large comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, celebrating its 35th anniversary on Monday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with featured exhibits Honky Tonk, Portraits of Country Music from 1972 to 1981, Buried Dreams, Coin Harvey and Montanay, and Building Rogers. More information is available at rogersarkansas.com/museum or 621-1154. Support also comes from the Fayetteville Athletic Club, offering active kids after school program, fall basketball, and tennis club leagues, plus jumpstart preschool programs. More information is available at fayac.com or 587-0500.
And this is the fundraiser, the fall fundraiser for KUAF. That means we set aside just a few minutes here and there to remind you of your important role in KUAF and public radio. That is, you and listeners just like you take up the biggest part of our budget. You supply more money than any other source. If you haven't contributed yet to KUAF during this fall fundraiser, you can do so right now. It takes a couple of minutes, and we've made it particularly easy. 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at KUAF.com. Most of your choices for news or for entertainment come with a set fee. If you subscribe to a magazine, a newspaper, a cable service, an online service, you have to pay the fee that is required. KUAF is different. You decide, first of all, whether or not you want to contribute any money to help pay for the news, the music, and the entertainment that you hear and rely on. And if you do decide to give, you also get to choose how much, how often, and how you give. We think it's the fairest system around, and it works because enough listeners do decide to give each time we have a fundraiser. Most of the gifts, reasonably small, but when you add them all together, it's enough to keep KUAF and public radio on your radio. Your gift, no matter what amount, makes a difference, especially with a fundraiser like this, where we will stop when we hit our goal of $140,000. We're trying to make this the shortest fundraiser ever, and you can help. We get there one call at a time, one email at a time, 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can pledge online at KUAF.com. Now, hopefully, this is perhaps the last edition of Ozarks at Large this fall that we will be a fundraising edition. We hope, don't we? I mean, I think I'm speaking for both of us.
I hope as well. You are speaking for both of us, and you're doing so well.
That we will not be on Monday on Ozarks at Large. We'll not be talking about the fundraiser. We'll just be thanking you for making it the shortest fundraiser. 1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can pledge online at KUAF.com. This is KUAF 91.3 FM. Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers,
Cane Hill.
Excellent. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for your support. Again, the numbers?
1-800-522-5823 or 575-5823 or online at KUAF.com.
And if you'd like, you can follow the progress as we get closer and closer to ending this at Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, and you can also contribute online at KUAF.com. Thanks, Antoinette.
Thank you, Kyle.